The Eva Corger Ishmisha Joe Bollard. How far to road with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Dave Gorgia, the Falcha Roy, good air, Clara Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. This is Joe Bollard with you in another edition of Sounds Irish. And I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the Irish tracks that I've got lined up for you in this week's programme. Just to get the housekeeping notices out of the way, first of all, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air, but of course you can always contact me by email, and my email address is everton274@sky.com. Everton 274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Starting off with a track from Dermot O'Brien, somebody we regularly feature on Sounds Irish. I'll dedicate this, first of all, to any Eileen that's listening to me. A very popular name in Ireland is Eileen. Actually, Dermot O'Brien's wife was Eileen, so I suppose he dedicated this to her.
I'm always light-hearted and daisy, not a care in the world have I. For I know I am loved by a Colleen, and I couldn't forget if I tried. She lives far away on the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. The day I bid goodbye to Eileen, that's the day I will never forget. For the tears bubbled up from their slumbers, and I fancy I see them yet. They looked like the pearls in the ocean as she wept her tale of love. And she said, my dear boy, don't forget me till we meet here on earth and above. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen's waiting for me. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me.
Dermot O'Brien there, and to give it its correct title, is Where My Eileen is Waiting. Dermot wrote a song for his wife entitled My Eileen, which I think I played on the programme. We look maybe on next week's programme, we'll play it. Dermot no longer with us, he's gone to God, a fine musician there, and Where My Eileen is Waiting. Now, here's our first female vocalist of this week's programme, and it's the lovely voice of Anne Breen. Now, regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe is a big fan of Anne Breen. She has a lovely, clear, sweet voice, and she's going to sing for us now the song that Johnny Cash wrote. We featured it lots of times on the programme by various artists. I'm not even sure who didn't play Johnny Cash's version, but this is Anne Breen's lovely version of 40 Shades of Green.
Close my eyes and picture the emerald. the sea, from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores of Donaghy. I miss the River Shannon and the boats at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows and their 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to drain the bogs and spade the turf, to see again the thatchings of the straw the women glean. I'd walk from Cork to Lough to see the 40 shades of green. And do the things I've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
And Breen and those 40 Shades of Green. Now I'm going to play what's called a classic. Yes, this is a track that was a huge hit for the Fury Brothers. Now I will admit that a lot of people don't take to the Fury Brothers. It's their presentation. But to me, friends, the Fury Brothers are folk. That's what it is. It mightn't be middle-aged folk, it mightn't be 19th century folk, but it's, well, if you want to call it 20th century folk, because they don't put any sort of accents on, they just sing their own style, they play their own type of song, and as I said, it doesn't appeal to everybody, but I like one or two of the tracks. Now, this was, I think, their biggest hit of all time. It was a song, growing up, I knew as an old 78 Al Jolson track, and I think I've got a version of Perry Como singing it somewhere. And one of my brothers used to make a reasonably good job at this. Have a listen to the Furies and their version of When You Were Sweet 16.
The love line came to me. I thought the world had not put joy on me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed, but what I dream of. I love you. as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of love and war. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16. As I've never loved before, since first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of love and glory. I love you as I loved you when you are sweet, when you are sweet, 16. Sing it with me. I love you as I've never loved before. Soon as first I saw you, and he has come to me in my dreams. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet. The last time, come on, let's see this. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of love and more. I love you when you are sweet, when you are sweet, 16.
The Furies and their version of When You Were Sweet 16, including audience participation. They made a number of recordings of that, but I think that live recording is the best one. Now, friends, before playing this next track, a little explanation is required. First of all, the song was written by one of the greatest icons in Irish music over the last 50 years, I would say. I'm speaking of Phil Coulter. Now, we feature Phil Coulter on the programme regularly. In fact, we might even feature him playing the piano himself before the end of this programme. I know not. But Phil wrote this song about the town that he grew up in and the town that he lived in. The actual title of the song is The Town I Love So Well. The town being Londonderry, or Derry, you can call it whichever you wish, or up there in the northwest of Ireland. And he remembers the day growing up and going to school and playing ball. And then he remembers how the town changed because, well, the troubles started, as we call them, and there was a great deal of unrest, and the English army moved in and put barbed wire and all sorts of things over, a sort of a war situation. But then he prays in the end that peace will come to his town once again. And friends, the good thing about it is that peace did come to Derry. This is Paddy Riley's version of The Town I Love So Well, written by Phil Coulter.
In my memory, I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our schools played ball by the gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways, in the town I love so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn called women from Craighill, the moor and the bog, while the men on the dole played a mother's role for the children and then walked the dog. And when times got rough, there was just about enough, but they saw deep inside was a burning pride for the town I love so well. There was music there in the Derry air, like a language that we could all understand. I remember the day when I earned my first pay, as I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me, for I'd learned about life and I'd found a wife in the town I love so well. But when I return, how my eyes were burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees. By the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by the old gas yard wall, my God, what have they done to the town I love so well? Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. Though they'll not forget, still their hearts are sent on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright, brand new day in the town I love so well.
Thank you very much. Brothers.
Friends, I have a number of recordings of that particular song, including one by Phil Coulter himself. But I think that Paddy Reilly version of The Town I Love So Well is, well, in my mind, the best version. Now, this next track, I can only describe it as powerful. It's a track by Celtic Woman. Now, this is the group that we play fairly often on the programme. Unfortunately, they don't come to Ireland very often, so I haven't had the opportunity of hearing them live. They do a lot of world travelling in the US and Australia and Canada and the like, but they are a most talented group of ladies. And here they're joined by, well, lots of vocal backings and orchestral work. This is a very powerful song, as I say. It's entitled Mogilla Mar. Now, I think that roughly translates from the Irish as My Hero. I think I played Mary Black's version of it a couple of months ago. Listen to Celtic Woman and Mogilla Mar.
Sing to you each night.
you see what I mean when I said it was powerful? I actually think, friends, Mogilmar, I actually think that's from the Scottish Gaelic. I've a feeling that that's a Scottish song, and I'm willing to be corrected on that, but it was Celtic Woman and Mogilmar. And now we'll have a bit of nonsense from the Clancy Brothers. Now, you know the Clancy Brothers. I've said it so often on the programme before. They were the people who started it all. When I say started it all, I mean the ballad craze. It was about the early 60s when these group of lads in the US got together and, well, started singing Irish songs. Well, they started singing folk songs generally, but then they had a tremendous Irish following and they had their own inimitable way of singing Irish songs, and lots of people copied them from then onwards. But this is a song that I used to sing with the Jack Ruan band way back in Ballina, way back in the day. And the chorus goes, well, it tells, first of all, the story of the bold Thady Quill from County Cork. And this man was a hero. Oh, ho, yes. And the chorus goes, for rambling or roving, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none more jovial as our mustery sportsman, our bold Thady Quill.
Ye maids of Duhall, o'er anxious for courtin', a word of advice I will give unto ye. Proceed to Bantir, to the athletic sportin', and hand in your names to the club committee. And never commence any sketch on your programme till the carriage you see flying over the hill. Ride on through the valleys and lands of Kilcorny with our own darling sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none so jovial as a muskery sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. At the great hurling match between Cork and Tipperary, 'twas played in the park on the banks of the Lee. Our own darling lads were afraid of being beaten, so they sent for bold Thady to Ballinagree. He hurled that ball right and left in their faces, and showed the Tipperary men action and skill. If he touched on his lines, he would certainly brain them, and the papers were full of the praise of Thady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you'd fill. In all your days roving, you'll find them so jovial as a muskery sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. At the Cork exhibition there was a fair lady whose fortune exceeded a million or more, but a bad constitution had ruined her completely, and medical treatment had failed o'er and o'er. Our mother says, sure, I know what will ease me and cure this disease which will certainly kill. Give over your doctors and medical treatment, I'd rather one squeeze out of bold Thady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you'd fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none so jovial as a muskery sportsman, the bold Thady Quill.
I'd rather one squeeze out of bold Thady Quill, the Clancy Brothers. Now we come to our Daniel O'Donnell slot. I like to feature Daniel as much as I can. If I get a track in of his every week, because I know we have lots of Daniel O'Donnell fans around the world, believe it or not. A couple of weeks ago, I played a version of this song, and I can't remember who it was by. It's the Connemara Cradle Song. Connemara, as I've mentioned lots of times on the programme, is in County Galway, over in the west of Ireland. And this is a Connemara mother singing a cradle song to her baby. Here's Daniel.
On wings of the wind, o'er the dark rolling deep, angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind coming over the sea. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Winds of the night, may your fury be crossed. May no one that's dear to our island be lost. Blow the winds gently, can be the foam. Shine the light brightly to guide them all home. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. The Karuk's tomorrow will stand on the shore, and Daddy goes sailing, sailing no more. Men will be drying the nets, heaven bless, and safe in my arms, dear, contented he'll rest. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow.
And now for a lovely track from one of my favourite Irish groups. It's Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies and Longing for Home.